Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. And where do you find comfort during trials? That's the question we're going to be discussing. And today I have a very special guest. Joining me today is Brooke Harris. She is the producer of a 5-video series called The Holy Spirit. And it asks several questions. But first, before we get into that, Brooke, thanks for being here. And tell me first what the Holy Spirit is.
The Holy Spirit is the third member of the Godhead, and it's how God sends us comfort and gives us direction. He'll speak to us through the Holy Spirit, and we'll feel it through feelings or impressions or thoughts in our mind.
So, obviously, different religions look at the Holy Spirit in different ways, but a lot of people think of it as sort of like that conscience or that, you know, little angel on your shoulder telling you to do certain things. Is that kind of a way to think of it as well?
Yeah, it's how we know what's right and what's wrong. It's that little feeling we'll get in our gut to tell us, that's not right. Or when you're walking down the street and you think, oh, maybe I shouldn't go this way. You know, that's
right.
The Spirit, that's Holy Father. It's how he speaks through us to guide us and protect us.
So in this video series, it asks the following questions. I'm going to go through these questions and then we'll go through each of them. How does the Spirit strengthen your testimony? What do you need to do to have the Spirit with you? How does the Spirit send you revelation? How has the Spirit been a comfort to you? And what does the Spirit feel like? So first, how can the Spirit sort of strengthen your testimony and your belief in God and Jesus Christ?
The gospel, no one, I think, would live it as firmly as they do if they didn't have a confirmation from the Holy Ghost, that burning feeling that you know that this is right, that comforting feeling, that feeling of peace. That's how you know that the things that you learn in church or when you read the scriptures and when you pray, that feeling that you get, that's the Spirit confirming that what you're doing is right and it is from God.
And obviously, you know, when you're trying to figure out where to go and what decision to do, if you don't get a feeling like that or you get the opposite feeling, obviously, you know, that's not the Spirit talking to you, or that's not the way that you're supposed to go. So that's sort of how you can differentiate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the next one is, what do you need to do to have the Spirit with you?
We can have the Spirit with us all the time, and the Spirit can help us make any decision we need in life. When I was doing these videos, I got to talk to lots of different people and what they do in order to fill the Spirit. And it's make sure you, a lot of times, just dwell in places that are like a church, or, you know, when you're in your car is a good place, when it's quiet, you know, sometimes loud, obnoxious music can kind of drown out the Spirit. So if you want to feel the Spirit, be in a place where it's quiet and you have time to think and to ponder.
Where it can sort of invite that mood and those experiences, yeah, where everything's sort of in harmony.
Yeah.
Right? And also, don't you think not surrounding yourself or putting yourself in situations that aren't in harmony with your beliefs and your values and that sort of thing?
Yeah. If you start doing things that go against the commandments that God has given us, then you won't feel the Spirit as strong. It will start to dwindle, because you'll only feel the Spirit as much as you're living the commandments that God has given us and you're living the way that God wants you to. You're promised, in the scriptures it says that you'll be promised that you'll have the Spirit with you all the time as long as you're living in accordance to God and his teachings.
Sometimes I think people have a hard time knowing, okay, is this the Spirit? Is this not the Spirit? Is this, you know, am I just making myself think that I felt something like this? What is the idea and the purpose behind all of these videos?
The whole reason we did these videos is to talk to lots of different people, because I think everyone has this question, whether you've been learning about God and the Spirit your whole entire life or you're just new to learning about the Spirit. Everyone has those questions. How do we know if it's the Spirit? And how do we know if it's really God talking to me? And I think it takes just time and practice. And Holy Father will let you know. You just have to listen. And so these videos talk about lots of different ways that Holy Father speaks to them and ways that you know that it's the Spirit. Because everyone feels the Spirit differently. And I mean, God speaks to us individually. He knows us individually. So he knows what answer we need to be able to make a decision.
Like anything, you said, it does take practice to sort of figure out how to differentiate and know for sure this is the Spirit speaking to you. And it's not always the same for every person, but in that also along those lines, it's not always the same with every experience, right? So you can feel the spirit in different ways. It's not always the same way for me as it is the same way for you, right?
Yeah. And I interviewed lots of people and they all have different ways that they feel a spirit. And it was interesting to hear different ways that they might feel it and maybe different than how I feel and how mm-hmm. I know that God's answering my prayer. So it was interesting to hear the different ways.
How did you find the subjects that you interviewed for this video?
I found people through all different kinds of ways. Some of them were dear friends of mine who have had really spiritual experiences, and I knew that they'd be good to talk to, or talk to friends of, and they knew of friends, or, you know, coworkers, or people who go to church with me. Everyone we know has some story of how God has spoken to them.
Were there, you know, certain interviews or topics or subjects that really stick out to you as memorable?
I had a friend in one of the videos, and one of the girls, she talks about how her mom passed away. Yet she talks about, even at that moment in the hospital when her mom, you know, had her final moments, she felt this overwhelming feeling of peace and comfort. And that was a spirit that was helping her feel peace, and it was comforting her, you know, because Heavenly Father couldn't be himself, but he sent the spirit to help her. And a lot of times as I look at my friend, I just don't know how she could make it through this experience. How did she get through this? How is she still able to go through life with a smile on her face? And it's because she had the spirit with her, because she was living a good life. And so she could be able to have a spirit with her, and it could be there for her, not just at the time of death, but throughout, you know, the following months and years when she missed her mom. The spirit could comfort her and help her know that things will be okay and that she'll see her again.
And it's obvious that you're passionate about these videos. What do you hope that people take away once they watch them?
I just want people to remember that they can have the spirit with them at all times. And there's so many benefits to the spirit. It can provide you comfort. It can give you direction. It can protect you, lead you away from harm and danger. It can give you knowledge and help you make decisions. And I hope that people realize all this that the spirit can do for them, and that they'll want to live their lives in a way that the spirit will be with them always, that they're keeping the commandments and doing all the things they need to do to be able to have the spirit with them.
And how can people watch this video series?
It's really easy. You can just find it on YouTube, on the Mormon Channel on YouTube, or you can just get it directly from our website on demand at mormonchannel.org, and you can just download it onto your own phone or computer and watch it anytime.
Okay, and again, it's called The Holy Spirit. Thank you so much to Brooke Harris for being with us. Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you.
The monthly theme this month is Easter and overcoming challenges for the new month that starts tomorrow. So just watch for themes that kind of go along with that main theme for the daily messages throughout the weeks. So thank you so much for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, questions, inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, go ahead and send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post them on our Facebook wall today. This episode of the Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm signing off with today's song, In His Love, by Jesse Clark Funk.
Tiny cracks of my bro-